I reckon you would call that divided up like counties and states. Mm-hmm. It covers a certain territory, and then that would, you'd have to get another group then, because they see free wills and or missionaries. Now, the missionaries, they have that association too. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't go to New York, don't you see, to association. Mm-hmm. If it was a missionary association in New York, so they're different names in the association, but they're all believing the same thing and are all the same thing. Mm-hmm. But this church over here, we'll say this church, the Salem church here, it belongs to, I believe it's Martin Association. Mm-hmm. But they're different associations. But it is an independent church, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Is the Primitive, is that a Baptist church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of people in the county are Baptists?
Well, they're all supposed to be Baptists. You see, the Free Wills, they call themselves the Free Will Baptists. The Missionaries call themselves the Missionary Baptists. The Primitive calls ourselves the Primitive Baptist. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're all Baptists, don't you see? Now, the Methodists, I don't know if I ever heard it called anything but Methodist. Mm-hmm. Holiness, I've never heard it called nothing but Holiness. But the Primitives and the Free Wills and the Missionaries and all, they all call themselves Baptists. Now, I know of one Holiness Baptist. That's the only one I know of, and it's above Calvary Church. But that's the first I ever heard of. Might be some more, because I don't know, I like a whole lot of knowing all the churches, don't you see?
Can you remember when you were real young, how it was going to church on Sunday? Just if you could describe a day when you might get up and...
Oh, yeah. They'd always, well, you'd always have, you see now, pastor, they have a full-time pastor, but back when I was come up, they just had service once a month. Mm-hmm. And what they called conference, that was tend to the church business. Well, now that was tended to on Saturday. Mm-hmm. They had church on Saturday. You'd see the first Saturday, second Saturday, third Saturday, whatever Saturday that month. Mm-hmm. All right. Then they had service Saturday night and Sunday, but they hardly would have any Sunday night. Mm-hmm. But we'd get out and pick cotton till church time, us kids would, hitch a pair of mules to a wagon, and sometime the old folks would go and leave the kids at home. Like that, you know. But that night, all would go and hitch up to a wagon. And sometime two or three families would go on one wagon, big wagon, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And if the family wasn't too big, well, the man and just the old folks went, the parents went, they hitched up to the buggy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when the revival come, that always run a week. Mm-hmm. That was day and night. Mm-hmm. But that was once a year, the revival, you had your revival. Now then, they have a spring revival and regular revival. Revival and full time every Sunday.
How would you describe the service when it began? What would happen and then?
Well, when it first began, they opened up with a song. They sang a couple of songs, had prayer, and then the preacher he'd get up. Take his text, he'd tell them what his text was and what he was going to preach on. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go through with that. He'd preach his sermon.